back to AM Jackson, live from the County National Bank Studio.
At 8:35, 25 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, and we head to our newsmaker line. We welcome back to the program State Representative Sarah Leitner. And Sarah already has her MHSAA tickets for the 50-yard line, row 10, for Springport versus New Lothrop on Friday.
Home field advantage.
That's right. Take the rain gear.
Yeah.
It's going to be moist.
It could change. It's Michigan.
It could. But, I mean, this is how football's meant to be played. Cold.
Right.
Cold, wet, muddy mess. So it should be a fun one Friday.
Should be. We're looking forward to it. You know, as long as our boys play tight, I think we're going to be in a great place.
Yeah. All right. So with that said, now we know what your Friday plans are. So what's going on? I understand we were talking a little bit before we went on. You actually have more committee assignments now. How does that happen? Mid session, you end up getting more committee assignments.
Well, you know, we have this little process in the legislature that you can have alternates on committees. So, you know, sometimes members, things happen. We have a member, his wife's currently having a baby, and won't be able to be there. So be here in Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he won't be there. And another member was, I think, at a wedding, and they might not be back. So anyways, they have added three committees to my schedule. So I'm on full oversight now. weaponization of state government and local and state public assistance oversight as well. So lots of extra things on my plate. So I got a call yesterday saying, we need you tomorrow. And so, you know, it was like a scramble to catch up on, okay, what are we doing in committee? You know, and I have a big committee day myself tomorrow. So all kinds of things happening.
So if you have committees that are overlapping, I mean, how do you? We joke with Representative Schmaltz about the Kathy clones, but that's for all the different events that she attends. I mean, if you have committees that are overlapping, how do you handle that?
Well, I don't really. They don't overlap.
Okay.
Too bad. It literally takes up every day of all day leading up to session.
All right. So.
So that's a little difficult, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, and the one that you chair, House Appropriations, what's happening, or no, is that the one?
Judiciary.
And the one that you chair, Judiciary, what's on the docket for this week?
So this week we are looking at passing out the bills in regards to CPL reciprocity. You know, right now there is a federal website, but we want to have a state website that is updated with all the other states to let people know easily know where they stand with other states. Like, so when they travel, for instance, you know, you're flying from one place to another and you take your gun with you, and, you know, your original flight pattern, you're covered because, you know, you already did your due diligence and you have reciprocity in other states. Like, let's say I went to Louisiana, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, then something happens and your flight gets diverted and you might not have those same rights. And so, you know, Rep. Hoadley, who is part of the 2A caucus and all of that, him, Rep. DeBoyer, and Rep. Aragona come up with, like, putting a website together for CPL holders in Michigan and allowing and putting a QR code on your license.
Hmm.
So we're going to pass those out tomorrow. We're also going to pass out or hear some testimony on vulnerable roadway users. So, you know, in Kalamazoo, they had the incident with the bikers that got hit. And just looking at penalties and things of that nature. We're also going to look at updating the, I'm going to call it legalized mess data website that they have.
The legalized, did I hear that right?
It's funny, not funny, but you know when you go buy Sudafed at the, at,
okay.
like,
Yes.
Rite Aid or whatever.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, but if you want the Sudafed that has the real stuff in it, you have to go to the pharmacy counter. And anyways, they put you in, put your license in. So we're doing some updates to that logging system.
Legalized meth. Okay, I got you.
That's what I call it, legalized meth.
Well, you know, we're passing also brown alerts. Now we're talking about legalized meth. I mean, it's Lansing's getting a sense of humor.
Well, that's just what I call it.
Okay,
probably
all right.
Not politically all right. Correct, but
it's not.
You know,
but it's
anyone
still
that
funny.
Knows me, that's
yeah.
just how I roll.
Okay. Okay, Walter White. All right. Sorry, I saw a squirrel for a second. That's
squirrel. Yeah.
All right. So that's committee, then.
But yeah, that's what's okay. on the docket for judiciary right now. Uh-huh. We're going to be hearing some other things the next couple of weeks. You know, all over the board.
Yeah. Okay. Now we spoke with Senator Schenck yesterday, and she was talking about some of this, some of the stuff that was passed out of the Senate, specifically stuff that was meant to kind of fill the gap with SNAP not being there. They passed it last week, 5-day hold before the House can look at it. Is that stuff going to come up this week? Do you feel like that's gonna pass in the House, or is the House gonna be doing their own thing?
I doubt it. I mean, you know, SNAP is a federal program.
Right.
It's one of those things.
No, it's
that
not.
The
it's not. It's not to fill SNAP. It's to. It's you know, funds that are going to go to food banks and shelters and that kind of stuff.
Well, that was different. We did. So with the Senate pass, they actually want to fill SNAP now.
Okay.
With state money. What we did do last week, though, is authorize $4 million in funds to fund food banks because they said that's what they needed to get by for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so we went ahead and funded that. Now, as far as, you know, funding a federal program, this is why government's gotten so big. You know, you get all these programs and then, you know, expect somebody else to fund it. And quite frankly, our senators and our representatives need to be in Washington in passing a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I mean, they've taken numerous, numerous votes and the Democrats have blocked it every time. So, you know, to use this, people are starving. They're the ones that are doing it in the name of, you know, well, until we fund illegals, we're not going to give on this, which is absolutely ridiculous when you have American citizens struggling right now. So they need to do their job in Washington and get it done.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, they are. But, and you know, we've got... It feels like we've got pawns all around here when it comes to this federal issue, and especially those in our state. You got those who are waiting for the insurance prices to come down, and you also have those who are waiting for food prices, waiting for assistance with food on, you know, who are on SNAP. So we've got pawns everywhere in this mess out of the federal government. But when it comes to our citizens here in the state, I mean. There's things like you had mentioned that are, you know, we're going to be funding food banks and whatnot with that. Is there going to be any other? Are we looking at any other assistance for those who might need it?
Well, you know, I tried to do my part. I donated a bunch of food last week to the food bank, a bunch of meat, actually. And people need to just go out and kill things and donate it to the food pantry. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What's going to be coming?
You know, there are numerous resources. And honestly, if people are struggling, you know, I know it's a real thing. And, you know, we have what I call working poor as well. And, you know, they're working hard. And SNAP is a supplemental, you know, thing for them to help them get by and feed their families. I get that. I do. So, you know, if people are struggling, you can contact our office. There's, you know, there are resources for that. Like I said, I mentioned it last week in regards to 211 as well. But we also have a list of, you know, entities that are, you know, like our churches are around that have local food banks. We have them in Springport. I mean, they are all over.
Yeah.
And if you're struggling and want to know dates, times, we can help, you know, with those resources. Well,
what's coming up as far as session goes this week, or is it too early to tell?
No, we do have session this week. We have some things on the on the agenda in regards to some election stuff, in regards to partisan office candidates, you know, like school board, things of that nature, some tax exemptions for, oh, I think it was aviation, stuff like that.
Okay.
And, well, we do have the Elected Officials Protection Act. This is also goes with the Judicial Protection Act for judges. We actually did one for my bill for statewide elected officials, the legislature, and former governors. And basically what that does is it makes it more difficult for people to find your home address. Now, don't get this confused with disclosure. We still have financial disclosure. We had some controversy in committee last week. And, you know, people thinking we're just trying to hide things, things of that nature. We still have to do financial disclosure. What this does is it protects our spouses, our kids, ourselves, in our home addresses and places of employment. I mean, even one of my colleagues on the other side said, you know, you don't need to know where my spouse works. You don't need to know where my kid goes to school. These are protections, especially with the political environment lately, to just make it a little more difficult to find your personal information. So, and this, thank you.
This comes up on the House floor this week and then gets kicked over to the Senate, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else going on? Anything that we should be talking about that I didn't bring up today?
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Taco Tuesday, another day in paradise.
Taco Tuesday. That's right. And a big game Friday.
Big game Friday against New Lothrop.
50-yard line. Get the you got the season tickets.
The I do have to mention.
Tickets. Yeah.
Springport made history on Friday.
What was that?
First time ever being 10-0.
Oh, really? There's a lot of firsts. Hanover Horton getting first. Springport getting some firsts. This is a good football year in Jackson.
A great
County.
Year.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, yeah. We wish the Spartans best of luck on Friday.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right,
have a good week.
Thanks. You as well. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Representative Sarah Leitner joining us on AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.